You have your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. I want to begin reading for a sake of time of verse 7. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7. And the Bible says, "Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, and neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ." Now watch this. "Once for all, every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering some, oft times the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he hath offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expect until his enemy be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is a covenant I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." I want to preach this morning for a little while, if the Lord will be my help, on this thought: a permanent cleansing. Amen? A permanent cleansing. Have you ever thought about taking a bath? And a bath feels so good. I visit people at the hospital all the time, and sometimes people get into a place and a condition that they can't take a bath. They're not able to get into the bath. They're not able to get into a shower. And sometimes they have to go 2 or 3 days or maybe a week without bathing. You say, well, that's kind of repulsive. Yeah, because in this old flesh, we begin to stink. Amen? And wouldn't it be nice, but it's so nice, praise God, when you finally can get up and you can get in there to that shower. Or if you've been working outside in a hot day, amen, by the end of the day, praise God, we're just human. We begin to stink. We perspire and we begin to produce odor. We begin to smell. Amen. We begin to stink. Amen. Don't look at me, sacrament. Praise God. Well, you do too. Amen. But boy, it feels so good. You come in there and you can get in a good, a nice cool shower, praise God, and wash off the stinks. Amen. Amen. And you feel so much better. I pray God, you can be wore out, tired, wore out, praise God. And you come in, you get a good shower, Lord God, and you come out there with a zip in your step. Amen. Amen. But I won't say, praise God, that it don't last real long. Before long, you get down the road just a little ways, praise God, and you begin to get dirty again. But I'm glad that there's a permanent cleansing in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad He gives us that cleansing, praise God, that'll stand the test of time. Amen. And when He begins to cleanse us, praise God, He begins to take us, and the Bible tells us here in Hebrews that He begins to set things right. Amen. Begins to clean us up. As we look at this over in Hebrews chapter 9, if you want to turn with me, I want to just review just a little bit to see where the Lord's got us to here in chapter 10. So that we can see the mind of God as He begins to speak to us and encourage us in the way of the Lord. Now He says in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 6, "Now when these things were thus ordained," He's talking about the things that take place in the worship of the Lord. He's talking about the tabernacle where they worshiped and articles that was in there. He said, when all this had been set up, a place to come to worship the Lord, He said, now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. Amen. That man of God would go in to do the things of God, amen, in the tabernacle of God, to set things up for the worship of God. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Yes, amen. I'm glad there's a way and a purpose and a plan in the things of God. He said, but into the second went the high priest along once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of his people. Now we say that high priest, he went in and he never went in without blood. Amen. He had to take in blood for himself and offer blood for the people. Said the Holy Ghost, thus signifying that the way into the holiest fall was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscious. Amen. He said, as he went in with the blood of lambs and goats and bulls, hey God, it couldn't take away sin. It couldn't make the conscious perfect. But there's always that remembrance of sin. Amen. But listen to what he says. He says in verse 10, says, which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and in carnal ordinances. Amen. Imposed on them unto the time of reparation. A time of setting things right. Amen. You know there's a time, praise God, in every one of our lives, time in God's plan for every one of us to set things right. There's a time, praise God, for every one of us to come along and clean up our lives.
Amen.
As they might say in this old world, time to get your act together. Yes. Amen. There's a time when we got to come together and get our act together. And the only way to do that, praise God, is through that perfect cleansing of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's not of what you eat. It's not of food and drinks and different washings. Praise God. You can wash, you can scrub. Amen. Till your hide is raw and wore out. And praise God, you'll never be clean inside. But he said, all the ordinances of the world, all the schisms and the isms, all the things and the circumstances and the rituals that we have will never clean us up. Amen. Praise God. It won't do it. But he said there was a perfect way that we could come. Amen. He said, and Christ is this high priest in verse 11. Said, but being come and high priest of good things to come, Christ the Lord, amen, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle. I want to say the Lord Jesus Christ was perfect God and perfect man. He tabernacled in the flesh. Praise the Lord. He came down, but he became just like me and you. See, we got this in our mind, say, well, preacher, I just can't do right. Why, Jesus did. He was in the flesh just like me and you, praise God. But he shook the will of his heavenly Father. And God helped him. Amen. He said he's more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building. Amen. Said he's not part of this creation. Praise God. But he's part of a heavenly creation. Amen. Well, I want to say, glory be to God, we are too. God the Father, God the Son sat down, they drafted this thing together, and they made me and you partakers, praise God, in the heavenly creation. They give us that. Amen. We are made in the likeness and the image of God. Hello. Amen. We are. That's why God created us. Because He wanted to. Amen. He said, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once. Praise God. Amen. So we see here that Christ is our high priest. He's greater. He's a greater and a more perfect tabernacle. Praise the Lord. That He offers up for us. He is that perfect tabernacle, that perfect place where me and you can go. And it's a tabernacle not made with hands. In other words, it's not man-made. What God sent to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, it wasn't a man-made thing. Praise God, it was heaven-made. It was heaven. Praise God, and it come down to men. Boy, ain't you glad for that? I'm glad there's a God of heaven, praise God, that looks down and He made things, praise God, in His will, in His way. So neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once. Amen? Did you hear what he said? He said, not by the blood of calves, of goats and calves, but by his own blood. Said he entered in by his own blood. That permanent cleansing was offered up by his own blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that taketh away sins. Amen. When we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we've got to believe in the blood. We've got to believe in that blood that was shed on Calvary for the sins of the world. The blood's what covers sins. A lot of people say, well, preacher, you just live an old bloody religion, praise God. Praise God, yes. Amen. It is a bloody religion. Jesus shed his blood. Amen. For me and you, praise God, that we might have that permanent cleansing that we need. That purifying, praise God, of the flesh. He said he entered in once into a holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Amen. Eternal redemption. That means that redeeming, that buying back, that has no end. Praise God, that when we get in through the blood, praise God, that we stay in because of the blood. Amen. Glory be to God. We can plead the blood when we mess up. We can plead the blood when we need encouragement. We can plead the blood when we need strengthening, praise God. It's the blood. It's the blood that gives us that perfect, that permanent cleansing. Amen. That's why my heart, praise God, can rejoice in the Lord because of the cleansing power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. People want to disallow the blood, but I say praise God for the blood.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, He didn't withhold His blood from us. Praise God, He didn't hold His blood from being shed on Calvary. He could have called down 10,000 angels. Yeah. Amen. But praise God, He chose to hang on the cross and to shed His blood. That through Him, praise God, we might have redemption. Not by the blood of goats, not by the blood of lambs, but praise God, by the blood, by His own blood. One time. Amen. People today think you gotta just keep shedding, you gotta keep crucifying the Savior. Amen. My Bible says He died once for all, praise God. It covers the sins of humanity, praise God. You say, well, why just once? Because once was sufficient. Amen. He was smitten once for mankind. Remember the story of Moses when he got over there and they got to needing water? And he told Moses, he said, you take your rod and you smite the rock. Praise God, and it'll bring forth in abundance. And Moses did. And boy, the water began to flow out and he watered that whole crowd. But then there come another time when they got to being thirsty. They need a little help. They need a little satisfaction. Praise God. And he told Moses, he said, glory be to God. Listen, Moses, he said, you just go over there and you speak to the rock. Amen. I'm talking about that permanent cleansing, glory be to God. When the blood's applied, glory, it flows over you, glory be to God, and it covers your sin. And every now and then, praise God, you can just go and speak to the rock. Amen. When you need that cleansing, when you need, praise God, it's permanent, praise God, when you need that refreshing from the sun, you can just speak to the rock. Amen. That water. But you know what Moses did? He went, because of the people, he was upset with the people. And Brother John, he smote that rock again. Amen. You know what it cost him? He didn't get to go over into the promised land. He got to see it from afar. Amen. He said, listen, said, you don't smite the Savior but once. The Savior was smitten once, praise God, for the sins of the world. So now all you got to do once you're saved, praise God. Amen. That cleansing power, you can just go to the Lord and speak to Him. Praise God. He'll apply that blood. Ain't you glad for that today? I'm talking about that cleansing that we have from the Lord. That precious blood of Jesus. Verse 13 says, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and his ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh. Now watch this. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot. Amen. Offered Himself without spot to God. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. He said it's that precious blood of Jesus, amen. When it's applied to your life, when you realize and recognize that it's real, it's a part of who you are, that you accept the blood. It's the blood, it's the blood, it's the blood that cleanses us and makes us clean, praise God. And if the blood's applied, praise the Lord, you're every whit clean. Amen. It has the power to cleanse us and to purify us. Even the purifying, he says, verse 13, of the flesh. Amen. This old flesh is what gets dirty. Amen. Our inner man, well, if you're born again, child of God, praise God, your soul is pure. But the flesh is wicked and vile and needs cleansing. Praise God. And you've got to get that. We was talking yesterday. You've got to have that cleansing from the inside out. We try to get people down the house of God. This is a hospital for the sin sick. Amen. People that's got sin in their life. People that's going the wrong direction. People that need help from the Lord. And you come to the house of God, and if we ain't careful, we'll look down our sanctimonious nose at people that come in those doors, that darken those doors, that don't look just like me and you, don't act just like me and you, don't smell just like me and you, and we'll look down our nose on them. And we ought to be lifting them up, praying for them, loving them, praise God, love them in. Because when God changes the inside, the outside starts looking different.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. You think about, hey, some of you look pretty rough on the outside for a while. Amen. Some of us didn't look too pleasant on the outside for a while. Amen. We had our things going on. Amen. But praise God, one day, glory be to God, that precious blood of Jesus came in our heart, and it coated, and it covered our soul, glory be to God. And it didn't take us very long, Brother Bill. The inside began to make the outside look good.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I'm not that man I used to be. But praise be to God, I'm not that man I'm going to be. Praise the Lord. I got a perfect cleansing, a permanent cleansing in the Lord Jesus Christ. He purged me. Praise God. How'd He do it? By His precious blood. So how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot. See, there's nothing wrong with Him. His blood was pure. Our blood is tainted. Amen. Because we're the bloodline of Adam. But praise God, I'm glad there's one purer than Adam. The second Adam. He came and He died for the sins of the world. That through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God. Amen. And God said over there in the river Jordan, He said, "Behold my Son in whom I am well pleased." Amen. The Heavenly Father looked down on Brother Chris and said, "I don't find no fault in Him." Amen. He said, "My sons are running well, glory be to God. When the darkness is there, when wickedness is around, praise God, He's running well." I want to say, glory be to God, He ain't changed now. I want to say, our Savior today, Lord Jesus Christ, He's still running well, and the blood, praise God, it'll still cleanse old sinners.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, it'll make you whole. Bless His holy name. He said He'll purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. I wonder how many of us or have got dead works. I mean, works, things that we're doing that's going nowhere. Amen? But He said He'll purge your consciousness. He'll help you realize, praise God, that there's a better way. Amen. He'll turn us from our ways and turn us to Him with that perfect cleansing. Praise the Lord. He says it's by the blood. It's without shedding blood. And in verse 22, and He says, almost all things are by law purged with blood. You know what's wrong with the world? You know why there's so much wickedness? We used to say sinfulness, but we're not living sinful anymore. We're living in a wicked world. Amen. Because there's not very many people that's being purged by the blood. I want to say the blood will purge you. It'll cleanse you. Amen. It'll make you. He said almost all things are by the law purged with blood. He said, "Well, preacher, I don't believe this blood thing." Well, the Bible says, and without shedding of blood is no remission. He said, without blood, said you won't, without going through the blood, praise God, you'll not find forgiveness in God's eye. We got to go through the blood, praise God. Amen. And if you don't go through the blood, praise God, you'll go to hell. You'll trample through the blood of Christ. You'll stomp it under feet, praise God, to go to hell. But I'm glad, glory be to God, if you go through the blood, glory be to God, God will marvelously save your soul.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Man, I don't want it under my feet. I want it on my soul. I want God to cover me with His blood, to envelop me in His blood, to apply His blood. Praise the Lord. So that we could give God all the glory for all He does. Amen. Praise God, it's nothing but the blood. Without the shedding of blood, He said, we'll not find no place of forgiveness. Praise God, these poor folks at these liberal places decided they want to take the blood out. Said, preacher, we just don't want to scare people, so we're going to take the blood out of this religion. Well, you know what they got? All they got is religion. Amen. There'll be no salvation in a place without the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But He said, where the blood is applied, there's perfect cleansing. There's permanent cleansing. Amen. He said, it's necessary that the patterns of things of heaven should be purified with these. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these, it's offered by the Lord Jesus Christ. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but in the heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. I'm glad I've got an advocate with the Father. Amen. It's not somebody, praise God, it's someone. The Lord Jesus Christ, a person of Christ Jesus, is my advocate with my heavenly Father. He said, nor yet that He should offer Himself often. Hello? As the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. Now watch this. For then must He often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. Amen. Boy, if that don't give you a quiver in your liver, to realize that Jesus sacrificed Himself. He gave Himself for you. Amen. Can you accept that this morning? Can you accept that Jesus died for your old sinful self? Can you accept that Jesus shed His blood for you? That if you'll trust in that blood, you can be saved, you can be cleansed, you can be made pure. Amen. Praise His holy name. He sacrificed Himself. Offered once, not time after time after time like some people say, but He has offered one time for the sins of humanity. Amen. Praise God. He said, as is appointed unto men, you know we got an appointment. As is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. You know, every one of us here, people, have got an appointment with death. There's a day that you was born, and there's going to be a day that you die. Now, you may not want that put on your tombstone. You can leave it empty and blank the day that you die, but one day, praise God, Brother Bill, we've all got an appointment. All of us, if the Lord tarries, we're going to all die. We're all going to go. These old carcasses are going to go to the grave. But praise God, if we've got the Lord Jesus Christ and we're trusting in the blood, praise God, the body will go to the grave, but the soul and spirit will go back to God who give it. Amen. Praise God, you can go out of here shouting the praises, praising the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Without it, we'd be miserable. Verse 28 says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear a second time without sin unto salvation. Praise the Lord. He said, what's going to happen is He offered Himself. He offered Himself one time because, praise the Lord, and He went up, He ascended, and He's coming again. Amen. Without sin unto salvation. Amen. What does that mean, Pastor? It means He's not going to be counted for sin to get next time. He's done paid the price of sin on the cross of Calvary once and for all. Amen. That blood was shed one time. Praise God. That we might be saved by His marvelous grace. That we might have that permanent cleansing. Amen. Why? By just trusting our conscience clean and scrubbed by the precious Word of God through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me tell you how to be victorious in your Christian life. Listen, young people. If you want to be victorious, look at me a minute. Look up here. Quit looking at your books and your notes and amen. It's good you take notes, but look up here. If you want to be cleansed, if you want to be confident, praise God, in your salvation, if you want to have victory in the Lord, praise God, just start pleading the blood. Amen. Start looking to the blood. Start trusting in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for you. Praise God, you'll come out with a shout, not a pout. Your pout will go away, praise God. You'll have victory in your life. You'll be victorious in your faith when you begin to proclaim the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood, there's nothing like the blood. Amen. Now some of you may go out here today and you say, well, Pastor Jeff, he got up there this morning and just preached on that blood again.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I won't say there's nothing like the blood of Jesus. That cleanses us, praise God. It makes us pure. It changes your consciousness. See, our consciousness, we talked about this Sunday, our consciousness teaches us, it shows us right from wrong. Amen. We grow up, young people, and we pretty much know what's right and what's wrong. Our conscience shows us. But praise God, He said, when the blood is applied, He said, your conscience becomes clearer and clearer and clearer, and you become more satisfied and victorious, praise God, because of that precious blood that is applied to your soul. Amen. And that inward part of you, praise God, begins getting the help from the glory of God, from the Word of God, and you begin to be pure and purer. Amen. You begin to become satisfied with who you are. This world is messed up. I seen on the news this day a little six-year-old kid, and they was talking about this little six-year-old kid, and a little boy. And mama and daddy was trying to convince the world that he needed to, that he was a little girl. Amen. And they said, well, now we're going to have to keep him out of school because they won't identify with who he is. Or they want to let him identify with him. You know what he needs to identify? He needs to identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. He needs to have the blood. The mama and daddy need to have the blood applied to their lives.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Realize he's a God. Amen. And the consciousness, their consciousness is seared with a hot iron. Amen. Somebody that takes some precious little child that God has made and try to convert them into something that they're not. They don't just come up with that. Mama and daddy's pushing them. If they wanted to have a little girl, they ought to just went and adopted a little girl. But they ain't fit to be parents. Amen. They're not fit. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say it. I say it. They're not fit to be parents. If they won't accept their child, pray God, raise them up in the gender that they're born with. Pray God, shame on them.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because God don't make mistakes. Amen. He designed that little old boy to be a little old boy. Praise God. And they ought to bring him up in a nurture admonition of the Lord to be that God created him to be. Amen. You know what's a problem, though? I'll just say, you fellas may get mad at me. It's cause there ain't no godly influence in the husband and the house. Amen. If there's a godly influence, that man would step up. He'd be a man. He'd be a man to that little old boy. That little old boy get to see a man and his daddy. But praise God, we're living in a day and hour that they don't want men to be men. They want us to be a bunch of wimps. But praise God, I will tell you today that there's a good God of glory that'll help us to be men if we'll seek to be men. Amen. And you mamas ought to be proud to be mamas. Amen. You young ladies ought to be proud to be young ladies that grow up to be good mamas. Amen. You don't need to be the man of the house. You need to be the mama of the house. Daddies need to be the man of the house. Daddy's supposed to offer that protection to mama and those little babies. He's supposed to stand and guard the door. Amen. Praise the Lord. If they ain't willing to do that, if they ain't got enough backbone to do that, they ain't no man at all. Amen. If somebody tries to come in my house, Brother Bill, and tell me what to do and how to act and how to do in my home, praise God, I'm going to put them back out the door if they's empowering me at all. Amen. They try to influence my children in the wrong direction, praise God, I'm going to show them the road. Amen. Why? Because there's a permanent cleansing, glory be God. The precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ made us possible to be what we are today. And we ought to shout His praises, praise God, all the way to glory, thanking Him for all that He's done for us. Amen. Made provision, he says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. So I come, and the book is written to me to do thy will, O God. She said, Lord, I come, Father, he said, I come to do your will. Amen. Verse 9, he said, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. Amen. He said, I come to satisfy the will of God, to take away the first, that he may establish the second. Amen. That first was a law. It said we could come through the blood and of sheep and goats and beasts, praise God. And it pushed those sins back for a season. But Jesus praised God. He said, I come to fulfill that law. Amen. Glory be God. He said, I offer salvation, a permanent fix, praise God, through shedding the blood one time. Amen. He said, I shed that blood for the sins of many, praise the Lord. He offered himself. In verse 11, he says, and every priest standeth daily ministering oftentimes and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. Those priests can sit there and they can offer this and they can offer that, but it's never going to take away your sin. You'll still be in your sinfulness. And if you ain't very careful, you'll die in your sin and you'll go to hell. Lost without God. Amen. I'm not talking about a place of regrouping. I'm talking about a literal burning hell. Amen. But he said, glory be to God. There's a God of glory that loved you and he died once for your sins. Praise the Lord. Verse 10 said, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for a few. No. What does it say? Once for all. It said Jesus died. He shed His blood one time for all of us. So that all humanity can be saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 12, he said, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever. Amen. Glory. Boy, that don't set too well with my free will brethren. Amen. Believe you can be saved tomorrow and lost today. He's saying that the blood of Jesus wasn't sufficient. See, I'm not trusting in me. I'm not trusting my flesh. I'm not trusting to keep myself. I'm not trusting my righteousness because it's his filthy rags. But I'm trusting in the blood, Brother Linda, that Lord Jesus Christ who died for me, shed his blood on Calvary. I'm putting all my faith, all my trust in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. To save me, to keep me, praise God, to preserve me. Amen. I'm preserved in Him. One sacrifice for sins forever. Set down on the right hand of God. Boy, what a place for our Savior to be. From henceforth, expect until His enemies be made His footstool. Who's the enemy of Jesus? The devil. Amen. The enemy of Jesus is the devil. Amen. But praise God, he's the same enemy that we have. Our loved ones, I've told you, is not your enemy. The devil's the enemy. The same enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ. But one day, he said, that enemy is going to be put down. Praise the Lord. He said, by the offering, for by one offering, he hath perfected forever. Amen. Now listen. Perfected forever them that are sanctified. Those that are set aside, those that have turned in the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ, have put our faith and our confidence in Him. Praise God. He said, we've been cleaned, purified, cleansed, made perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. Them that are sanctified, that's at work in progress. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Are you a work in progress this morning? Amen. Raise your hand. Say, I'm a work in progress. Amen. Praise the Lord. That means you're trusting in the Lord to help you be what He'd make you to be. Something far better than anything this world could ever make you to be. You go to college and get a great big, you could be doctor such and such. But praise God, it'll not compare to being a child of the King. Amen. It'll not compare to being, praise God, the one of the Lord's little children. Bless His holy name. He goes on in verse 15, he said, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is a covenant I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I put my laws in their hearts and in their minds while I write them, and their sins and iniquities. Now listen, this is what happens when the blood is applied. Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Amen. Glory! Amen. Amen. Praise God. He cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. Our sins, our iniquity, our sinfulness, praise God, God puts behind us. Amen. Amen. Cast in the sea of forgetfulness. Not that God can forget them, but He chooses to. Amen. He'll never bring up any riling accusations against your past when the blood's been applied. Amen. The blood covers your sins. Bless His holy name. He said, now where remission of these is, that putting away of those sins, there is no more offering for sin. Amen. He don't have to be sacrificed again. He's done been sacrificed one time. Amen. And one time is sufficient. Amen. For the sins of the world. Praise His holy name. He said, now, He said, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into holiness by the blood of Jesus. How do we get? The Bible says, be ye holy, for I'm holy. How do we get to a holy place? By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we're going to be holy, praise God, we've got to come through the blood. Praise God. You come through the blood, you'll be pure, you'll be clean, you'll be that vessel of honor, that vessel of glory unto Him. That place of wholeness. He said, by a new and a living way. I want to say this morning, if you're lost and undone without God, you're dying. You're dying. Amen? Are you hearing me this morning? If you're lost, if you've never been saved, you've had the blood applied to you, you're dying. You're on your way to a devil's hell, lost without God. You're dying to die and die and die and die throughout all eternity. Alienated from the presence of God. But praise God, when you've accepted the blood, when you've been purged in the blood, praise God, you begin to get that newness of life. And He said, and having an high priest, or He said, consecrated for us through the veil, that is, say, His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance. Where's your assurance today? Where's your confidence? Amen. Your confidence in the world. Your confidence in your family. Confidence, maybe your confidence in your government. It'll let you down. But if our confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we have a sure confidence. Amen. He says, and let us draw near. That's our approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, cleansed by the precious Word of God and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For He is faithful that promised, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Amen. He said, listen, praise the Lord, just let the accept the blood, trust in the blood, praise God, and let God begin to use you. Help you begin to love each other and to do good things. Amen. I never forget that old atheist. I told him I was a preacher. He said, oh, you're just one of them people that run around telling people they're going to hell. No, I tell them that there is a hell, but there's also a Jesus to keep you out. Amen. He said, yeah, and I told him, I said, yeah, he said, well, I don't believe in that stuff. He said, I was Dr. such and such from such and such a school of sciences and technology and philosophy. And I said, well, I know that may be right, but I'm going to live a good moral life, good moral convictions, praise God, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, if I'm wrong, I've been a good person. Amen. But I said, what if you're wrong? I said, you're going to die and go to hell lost without God. And be miserable and praise God throughout all eternity. Boy, he turned around and stomped off. He didn't want to hear no more. But praise God, there's a God of glory that died for the sins of the world. Amen. So we can have a permanent cleansing in Him. But He said, when we get that cleansing, He said, you'll not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. As the matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. He said, you know what? He said, when you get in under the blood, amen, you want to come together, praise God, and encourage others in the blood. Amen. You want to encourage others in order just to exhort each other in the ways of God, in godliness. Amen? Praise God. Why? Because you get that permanent cleansing. And permanent cleansing wants you to be clean. It wants you to help others to be clean. Amen? I thank God for that permanent cleansing. Amen. That the blood that's applied to my soul, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, my faith in Him, because He died on the cross of Calvary. Brother Don, He died for my sins. See, this thing, I don't know about you, this thing's personal to me. I mean, it's personal. He come, He died for my sins according to the Scripture. And the third day He arose according to the Scriptures. And He was seen by all those people after His resurrection, after He got up, according to the Scriptures. Amen. You say, well, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, I believe God this morning. The Bible says, let God be true, every man a liar. Amen. A man tells me, praise God, you can't even get in through the blood. I'm going to tell him that you can't get in without the blood. Amen. A man tells me you can't be saved. I'm going to say the only way I can be saved is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, it's the blood, it's the blood. It's that purifies, that cleansing that we need today is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That blood sacrifice that was shed, that was offered for me and for you on the cross of Calvary. When the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, died for my sins, shed His blood, amen, once for all.